One of the things I've learned is to really take notes and dedicate time on your calendar after summit to review your notes and further educate yourself on the learnings that you achieved from summit, and go back and make sure that you really spend time going on Experience League and trying to learn a little bit more about the products like Firefly, like some of the new AI features.
Hello, and welcome to the Funnel Podcast, a digital experience podcast by Blue Acorn ICI. Each month, we'll uncover new strategies and topics to improve digital experiences. And I'm your host, Sarah G. I'm the Senior Content Marketing Manager here at Blue Acorn ICI. This week, we'll be doing a deep dive into all of the major learnings and takeaways from this year's Adobe Summit with our guest, Gary Howe. So I'm sure most, if not all of you know, that a lot was covered during this year's Adobe Summit. Here are just a few things that come to mind for me. Adobe Firefly custom models that allow design teams to train models so organizations can create fresh on-brand content. Adobe Firefly services that let teams generate, process, and assemble thousands of on-brand assets in minutes. Adobe GenStudio that enables marketing teams to accelerate the planning, creation, distribution, activation, and measurement of on-brand content. AI Assistant that can be used to help teams create lists and build journeys. And B2B customer journeys that B2B marketing teams can use to manage their accounts to better coordinate with sales and other revenue team members. Whew, that was a lot. We're going to be discussing a lot more of these takeaways with Gary Howe. But first, let me introduce him. Gary is the VP of Adobe Experience Manager Digital Solutions at Blue Acorn ICI and has been working with Adobe Experience Manager and Adobe products for the past 11 years. He is also part of the Adobe Experience Manager Champion Program for the class of 2023 to 2024, where this program recognizes individual product experts from around the world who are passionate about sharing their expertise and best practices to support fellow customers. Gary takes pride in being able to take complex ideas and break them down into easily digestible and understandable pieces for technical and non-technical users and business owners. With that, we have so much to discuss, so let's get started. Well, welcome, Gary. Thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be on the show.
Of course. And, you know, I know you and I were hanging out a lot at Summit. And for me, I'm still unpacking a lot of the learnings and takeaways that were presented. For you, what was your biggest aha moment? Were there any sessions or keynotes that you attended that you were like, yeah, I got to bring this back to my team and talk more about this?
Yeah, I think the most impactful moment for me was during the opening keynote. I think one, I find it really inspirational listening to Adobe CEO. I also find it really inspirational listening to some of the other guests. One of the things that was a resounding theme throughout Summit was really around AI and the focus on efficiency. I think it's really exciting that multiple products within the Adobe ecosystem have made a lot of features to focus and improve around AI, specifically with Adobe Firefly, Adobe Assets. There were a lot of new AI features within Adobe Experience Manager as well. So during the keynote, it was really exciting to listen to all those new features and kind of what Adobe has for the future.
Oh, yeah. And just hearing other people in the audience too during the keynote, they're like, wait, what? They're talking about this now? And everyone was really excited during that first keynote hearing about all of the AI advancements, like you had mentioned. And that was like the overarching theme for me, at least my takeaway was generative AI, and people in different smaller sessions were kind of joking about it. But were there other themes that you picked up on while at Summit?
Definitely. One of the ones that I was actually really excited about, because I've been working with AM and Adobe products for roughly around 10 or 11 years at this point. So it was really cool to see that they were working on refining a lot of the products. I think a lot of times people get caught up in like all the new features, and that's great, and all kind of the new things that are coming out. But what really excited me was that they're making improvements to existing products that people use on a day-to-day basis. So they're making improvements to assets and how you can get more insights into how your assets are performing and what assets are performing better than others. And they're also investing a lot of time in Adobe Experience Manager, specifically around cloud development. It was really cool to see some of the new features that they have coming out with that. And then also, one of the things that really stood out to me, I'm not a creative type, but one of the things that was really cool was some of the things that they were doing with Firefly, that you can upload a sketch that you just like put down on like a napkin or something, and you can upload a sketch to Firefly, and then it will transform that sketch into a full-blown digital image. It'll give you variations of that sketch as well, and then you can put that, use that on your own personal portfolio. You can use it on campaigns. You can use it all over. That was one of the really exciting things for me. Not being a creative, I found that exciting. So I can only imagine what some creative people found in that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And as a creative myself, just creating content, and there was a lot of focus on how to improve the content supply chain and just make it easier for marketing teams and creatives to produce content in so many different variations, just depending on what they're trying to do.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was really cool too, where you're able to upload an image, and then you're able to produce various marketing campaigns from that image based off of a couple sentences that you throw up. So, say you throw up a couple of sentences related to a marketing campaign and associate that with an image, it's able to produce a lot of other marketing campaigns that are very similar to it. I think the example that they were showing was maybe a Coke product or a Pepsi product. I don't quite remember, but somebody
Yes, it was
uploaded an,
Coke. Yep.
yeah, it was Coke. Okay. I feel like I'm always mixed Coke and Pepsi products, even though I don't drink soda. But anyway, being able to see the different variations that it can produce for a marketing campaign. And then one of the other cool things that I really found too was that it can produce campaigns and sizes for LinkedIn posts. It can produce content for Instagram posts. It can produce content for Twitter or X as it is now. But it was able to produce all of that using Adobe products just based on an image that you upload and feeding it a couple of sentences.
Yeah, and with that example too, being able to set brand parameters. So if you wanted to use a caption for a post or something like that, it would say, no, this is against brand standards. Say something else. And it knew based off of the brand guidelines that you set within the platform what to provide you.
Yeah, I thought that feature was really cool too. I liked how you can train GenStudio on really your brand voice, your customer and marketing personas, and then it can generate high quality content like text and images for you. And then I thought it was cool too that GenStudio can create content that's tailored towards specific marketing channels and audiences. So for as an example, you can create social media posts with LinkedIn, you can create social media posts with Instagram, with Twitter and X and email campaigns. And all of that can be generated with the use of GenStudio, and it can suggest all of that for you by just uploading an image and a couple sentences of text.
Yeah, making a content marketing manager's life so much easier than having to figure out, oh, how should I say it here? What would work in this scenario and this creative?
I think Adobe's put a lot of energy and effort into improving their content supply chain. I'm very impressed with some of what was shown at Summit.
With everything that we've talked about, especially AI, there's this buzz of, I'm going to take this learning and bring it back to my team and let's just get the ball rolling on these things. But sometimes when people get back into the office, they're back into their day-to-day, you're stuck in emails again and you're not really taking a lot of what you learned or the exciting things that you really want to get into because a lot of the normal things kind of creep up in your day. So what would your advice be to teams on how to take their learnings from Summit and have smart conversations that could actually turn some of these learnings into action?
That's a really good point because I know Summit throws a lot at you. There's a lot of information that you're trying to get and kind of absorb and everything all at once. I think this is probably my fifth or sixth Summit. I think I might have lost track at this point, but one of the things I've learned is to really take notes and dedicate time on your calendar after Summit to review your notes and further educate yourself on the learnings that you achieved from Summit, and go back and make sure that you really spend time going on Experience League and trying to learn a little bit more about the products like Firefly, like some of the new AI features. I think Adobe also does a really good job of allowing partners and customers to their sandbox environments. I know we at Blue Acorn ICI have a couple of different sandbox environments, so it's really beneficial for us where we can actually go play with Firefly and see how those new features are implemented and see how they're working. I know for me personally, I spend a lot of time within Adobe Experience Manager and AM Assets, and we do have a sandbox environment for assets, so I'm able to go there and look at some of the newest updates. So I think it boils down to really dedicating time on your calendar outside of Summit and looking at your notes and then further educating yourself on what some of the new features are that were shown at Summit. And then also being able to, I'm a very hands-on type person. I learn a lot more if I'm actually kind of playing around with it. So if you're able to work with Adobe in order to get access to some of their licensing, the sandbox environments, I would say try to get your hands on it and play around.
Yeah, that's a good piece of advice too. Even just signing up for some of the follow-up webinars that Adobe might be hosting, or reading a couple of articles about things that you might have missed at Summit to kind of get a full grasp of everything else that was going on at the conference.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we too, as a company, do a good job with our blog posts and LinkedIn posts about trying to educate others on kind of like a recap of what we put together.
Yeah, totally agree. Is there anything else related to Adobe Summit that you think is worth covering today, Gary?
Yeah, there was one thing that I wanted to plug. I don't see it as much in media. I don't see it as much like people talking about it as much. But one of my favorite things about Adobe Summit is always Summit Sneaks. I think one of the things with Sneaks that doesn't get people quite as excited is it's at the end of the day. It's at, I think, 5 o'clock and it goes from like 5 to 6:30. But this is probably my favorite session or favorite keynote of Summit, because you really get to see what Adobe has been working on, what Adobe has in the lab, and they're really doing a good job of demonstrating that to the audience. So, an example this year that I found really exciting was they displayed some of the new features within dynamic media. As a person that's been using dynamic media for years, it was great to see some of the new features that they have, specifically with being able to upload an image, and then that image can turn into various layers that you can then go in and edit. There were also some things about microsites that was in Summit Sneaks as well that I thought was really cool, how you can rapidly generate various microsites. There was also some, and Sarah, you'll probably appreciate this too as a podcaster, but there was also something around Summit Sneaks where you can upload an audio file and then it translate it for you. It can also like put it into transcribe was the word I was looking for, but it does also translate it for you. So there are a lot of cool features around that. I think just in general, Summit Sneaks doesn't get as much media as maybe it should, but it's my favorite sort of session within Summit that I always enjoy and always make it a point to go see.
Yeah, that was a missed opportunity on my part. I was a little too
Oh,
tired.
see, didn't go to
I was one of those people that was like, I
it.
need some rest before Bash, so I'm just gonna hang out at the booth.
Yeah. And it was funny because even when I was there, it seemed like the audience wasn't kind of as engaged as they are in keynotes, and people were kind of zoning out. But I was there front and center, paying attention to the whole thing. So it's a piece of Summit that I really enjoy.
Yeah, note for everybody attending Summit in the next few years or just in the future in general, make sure you save up your energy for Summit Sneaks, or maybe they should just change the order when they have
Yeah.
that.
And also there's full YouTube video uploaded for Summit Sneaks, and it's got all of the markers and everything. So if you want to skip past some of Jack's jokes, you can, but if you want to fast forward to certain sections, you
Yeah, that's a really good point. Well, thank you so much, Gary, for all of your great Adobe Summit 2024 insights. It's always good for a nice reminder, and I know I learned something today too.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Sarah. Really enjoyed being on the show.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Funnel and all of the learnings we shared from Adobe Summit 2024, share it with your friends. It helps the podcast continue to grow. To learn more about Gary Howe or Blue Acorn ICI, visit the links in our show notes for more information. And if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, be sure to follow the podcast and give it a 5-star rating and review. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.